So maybe you could first tell me your name and what you do.
Okay, so my name is David Voss. I'm a professional graphic designer, but I'm also working in the field of art and doing education at art schools.
And you've, you're from Leipzig?
I'm originally from Leipzig, but I did study in Brunswick before, but finished my studies here in Leipzig at the Art Academy.
And where else did you study?
I did start my studies in Brunswick at the Art Academy of Lower Saxony.
Oh, Braunschweig, yeah.
Braunschweig.
Okay, yeah.
And I also did internships in Berlin or Munich or even New York.
Okay. So your main occupation is graphic designer.
It is, yes.
And I know you've just given me this wonderful book, The Zustand und Zukunft kreativer Arbeit in Leipzig. You've worked more than just doing graphic design.
Yeah, so this is, for example, what I thought about. I'm only doing projects in art and culture. So the last years I've been involved in a Verein called Kreatives Leipzig, so Creative Leipzig, which is a kind of network to get all the people together who are working in the creative fields to create kind of to show the people who work there, because everybody works on its own. At least it's not more than two or three people, up to five people in one company. So it's hard to get an overview over the creative scene, but it's necessary, for example, for the politics to have someone to talk to. So we created this network to a connector between the people, but also to the policy, the politics, and also to the public, to show what we do at least.
Right. So it's a loose association of people in any of the creative industries, but it's to work with two sort of outside groups, with the policy and planners and the politicians and the city government and administration, but also then to just make sure that the people of Leipzig are aware of the diversity in the creative industries here.
Yeah, and even of the potentials.
And even of the potential. What's the so those two groups? So on the one side, city administration and city planners, and then on the other side, the general public. What's their view of the creative arts, of the creative industries in Leipzig? How do they view them?
Well, it developed the last years, because 5 years ago you could go to the department for business in the city council, and if you were alone, if you don't have employees, they would say, yeah, okay, but we can't do anything for you. Because they always were that always focused these bigger firms with people where people were employed. The last year they discovered there is a potential in all these smaller or at least creative business where the people only work for themselves. So they started to work with those people, but still. I mean, it's a big city, or it's at least it's a difficult situation in the town hall. So there are people who are interested in, there are people who are not interested in. So it's always like struggling. Yeah. So this should happen something, but at least at real life is a bit faster than the politics.
Yes. But has creating the network of Kreatives Leipzig, has that helped at least? Make sure that the culture and the cultural industries are on the radar of the city, of the government.
I think so. Yes. Well, I think the city of Leipzig or the administration of Leipzig, they don't have that much money, so they always try to keep the money together, and so they are happy that something is happening, but it's not that they are. Supported in certain ways, so because, yes, for example, here people are running certain parts of the administration. They're here for about 20 or 25 years, so they are not really open to new things. For example, in the cultural department, it's not that clear who get funded and why, so it's very not that transparent. and there should be new structures, but it's really, really hard to start this process, to keep it going, and so it's really difficult to deal with those options or those departments.
Now, how is it on the other side? How is it with the general public? What's their sort of, what, can you even describe sort of a general perspective of the public towards the creative arts?
It's hard to say, right, because it's very individual at the same time. And I think it always comes to art if you start talking creativity, and it's only a small, small part of the whole thing. So it's hard to figure out what's really in the mind of the people.
Sure. And so you're saying by art, you mean like the pictorial arts, or the pictorial arts, the visual arts? That's
exactly.
Because it's just more visible, or is it, how is it?
Because it's taught in the schools.
Yeah.
And it still has these genius style, like there is the artist doing art.
Or
and
the great artist, the Neil Rauch, for example.
For example, we had a nice exhibition in Leipzig of Neil Rauch, and the people were going there and were really frustrated because they expected real high art, and the pictures were not made this way. So, for example, the scales of the figures were not right, and they were really, why is this big art? It doesn't work at all. This is not good pictured. So they had kind of frustration because they did expect something different.
Right.
So maybe it's the same with creative industries, that it's somewhere there above, and it doesn't has any belongings or any effects on themselves. So it's far away from the people, but it's not. And this is always, it's still, for example, I also work for clients in East and Western Germany, and it's always, hey, can you do this and can you do that? And how can we work together? And the last point, there's the question for the money. In the Eastern part of Germany, or also in Leipzig, they always ask for the money.
Oh, how much will that cost first?
Yeah,
and then they'll decide if they can do it or not.
Yeah, so it's not a question of quality, it's more a question of, can I afford it? So before there's the question, do I need it, or what can it do it for me? Or so what comes back from the money?
Right, especially with graphic design, right? Because there's always and I just know this from working with some graphic designers, the sense that people don't understand the value of graphic design, or they need to be convinced, let's say, of how graphic design can really, because it seems like a lot of money, or then, well, what do I get from it, and how does that really help me?
Yeah.
So I guess in your field, that would be particularly... Do you want me to stop and eat a bit? And then?
Up to you.
No, it's up to you.
Yeah, for me it's fine.
Okay, let's eat and talk. Let me just make sure here we've got... Yeah, the battery is still strong. So that's my biggest fear, that the battery dies.
Of course.
Good enough to eat.
Likewise.
So tell me, what's it like to then... Leipzig, it has, the Das Neue Berlin, the New Berlin. I know that frustrates people in Leipzig to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what that communicates in a very brief fashion is that this is a city, the way people envisioned Berlin used to be, perhaps, the idea of a city that's very creative, very open to alternative ideas, alternative lifestyles, alternative to anything, really. And they see then that to call it the New Berlin is to say, well, Berlin has become too gentrified. It's past that point of being what it used to be.
Yeah.
And so the sense that Germany needs a city like that, and so that's Leipzig. Is that true? Is Leipzig really that kind of city? That kind of city where alternative ideas, alternative ways of doing things, of creativity is fostered, is encouraged, is able to flourish?
Well, I think it's more this way than in other cities. Because there is still some space left for ideas. And it's still kind of cheap in rents. And you have a big cultural scene. You have the theater school, you have the art school, you have the music school, you have a lot of a bigger university with different subjects. So you have a lot of people working or interested in culture. So a lot of cultural things are happening here. And so we also had this art hype, so it get known to the people abroad. And for example, people between 25 and 40 are moving to Leipzig right now. So these are people who are finished with studying and are looking for something new or try to start something new. And so like to come to Leipzig, I think, because it seems to be possible here, because there are low efforts to start something.
And what's, is there, I've heard the term hypesish as opposed to Leipzig. Sure. Is there something to that? Is there too much hype about Leipzig?
Well, nowadays information comes around really, really fast. And right now, for example, in my graphic design studio, I get applications from all over Germany. And before it was people who say, yeah, it's cool in Leipzig, I like to go there and like to do something. And right now it's applications from people who say, I want to go to Leipzig because it's Leipzig and I don't have a clue, but I like to go to Leipzig. So before it was people who wanted to start something, and now it's the people who try to benefit from the positive sides, but don't are the pioneers, for example, mm-hmm. or not the people in the first row.
Mm-hmm. I've been speaking to various people the past couple of days. Mm-hmm. I've heard many say that they're concerned that what makes Leipzig special, mm-hmm. for example, the availability of space, and mm-hmm. because of the availability, the low rent of space, the low rental costs, they fear that that's changing, and that's going to disappear. Do you think that's happening?
Sure. I mean, you can see it in the suites, like for example, in the West. It took about 5 years to develop the Geheinestraße, which is between the city and Spinnerei, where all the
right.
galleries are.
I take the Straßenbahn down there all the
yeah.
time. Right.
And now it goes to the left and to the right. And well, every year there's opening new locations, and it's go more to the west and more to the more to the north and more to the south. And you just can really say to next year there will be something happening there, and it will happen there. And right now it's done by people you don't know before, so it's new people moving here and looking for space, and yes, they go where they can afford, and at least yes, the rent is rising.
Mm. And will that gentrification, I guess, for lack mm-hmm. of a better word, will that is that going to change Leipzig for the worse or for the better? Or? Or both, or neither?
Well, there's still space left in Leipzig, so but at the same time, there is this big hype, and everybody who has money tries to save it, and at least because there's no no Zinsen, no
no interest,
yeah,
costs, yeah. For buying costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they go for buying houses, and people are living in the east where there are still rundown houses which are really empty, but you can see the big cars going there, and people are looking at the houses and talking with the managers what the house will cost. So even if the city still looks like this, the places were sold. So, other example is in the west, there's Kaufhaus Held, which is a former stock house, or a former house where you can buy things, warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And there's a group of people who really wants to buy this house, and they can use it right now for about a year, and they really try to buy it from the owner. And right now the owner is kind of picky and don't want to sell it to the people because he's looking for a big amount of money, or for
somebody who wants to develop condominiums
yeah,
or things like
lofts
that.
And everything.
What's it being used for now? What's the building being used for?
Right now, it's a temporary use by these people, so like cultural space.
Okay.
And sort of
yeah,
things.
So different
and,
kinds of yeah.
And so like to create a, like an artist community like a Batanian, for example,
right.
in Berlin. This would be important steps for Leipzig to keep those things alive.
Sure.
To save it somehow, because otherwise it will happen like in Berlin. There will be new owners of the buildings. They will grow up, and there will be nice families, and everything should be calm, and there would be no diversity no more. So.
So you fear that could change? Yeah. You
know? Yeah. This experience we made like in Berlin and like in other cities, so like in New York.
So why wouldn't it happen here?
Mm. Best example is always New York, where they moved from quarter to quarter. Right now, Brooklyn is the new thing.
That's right.
So in 2 years, we'll be Queens, and when we will end up in Bronx. So,
pretty soon,
yeah.
It'll be Albany.
Albany, yeah, or New Jersey.
New Jersey. Mm. No, don't say that.
Yeah, and this is what history told us. So this is the fear we expired from other cities, or even in Leipzig. So, and yeah.
What was the name of that warehouse?
Kaufhaus Held.
Oh, Kaufhaus Held, yes. Okay.
Yeah, like Hero.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with Dominic Kraus later
today.
Say
hello.
Yeah, that's my next appointment,
mm-hmm.
actually, is to meet him
mm-hmm.
at the Kaufhaus. So I'll
okay.
see that person now. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that might be it. Right. Good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the... I've been staying at the Spinnerei at
mm-hmm.
Meister
Zimmer. I see.
Taking lots of pictures of the buildings
mm-hmm.
and that. And I've noticed there, for example, and I've been asking others about this, there's a real aesthetic there. The buildings are maintained, you know, they're maintained so that they can still function properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming some new pipes and things and new kind of that sort of stuff, new electrical and plumbing, what have you, being put in. But I've also noticed that there's an attempt there to leave the decay in place. So windows
mm-hmm.
are, some windows are broken or cracked, that's left as is.
Okay.
In
mm-hmm.
some cases, not in all
mm-hmm.
the buildings,
mm-hmm.
but in many of the buildings there. I'm wondering what that, I'm kind of wondering what kind of, I'm just interested in that aesthetic. What it's clearly one that's desired.
Mm-hmm.
There's clearly a resistance against tidying it up so it's all
mm-hmm.
very pretty and nice and clean and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering where that comes from. What's the impetus for that?
Maybe like always, it's right now I think of the broken window theory, which were a policy in New York back in the days. And maybe it's always the reverse. So everything is clean, it has to become dirty to be attractive. It's a nice experience. I didn't notice myself because maybe I'm too close to those things.
Yeah.
But I think the Spinnerei is a well-run business, so they know what they do. And so for them, it's like kind of selling this atmosphere, like this
yeah.
adventure.
Well, it's the idea of it. Of course, it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the building looks, and that's what it's become. But I'm wondering if it's also not inauthentic. If it's not,
what do you mean?
If it's not the opposite of authentic, somehow, that it's not authentic, because
authentic, okay,
yeah, authentic,
mm-hmm.
because authentic,
mm-hmm.
because I'm curious about that because it's. It just seems natural that if something's broken, you fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a broken
yeah.
window in your house, you fix it.
Sure.
And then if you on purpose don't fix it because you want to retain a certain look to it,
mm-hmm.
is that really authentic to not fix it? You see the
sure.
I'm just curious, I'm just curious what you might think of that.
I think say just keep it this way because it's. Like adventure playground for the people with money because they are living in fancy houses which are well done. I mean,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Not really this way, but they go there to have those experience to have these kind of rough feelings and adventure at least.
To see the decay sort of firsthand, but not be affected by it yourself. You're not living in it or what have you.
Mm.
Does the do you think the Bommelspinnerei, is that a good model for a city in terms of how to work with culture and the arts?
No, I don't think so, because it's very, very special. Because without Neurauch and the hype, I don't know where it ended up. And at least right now, the culture is getting lower and lower there because they have to make money out of the rents.
So they're bringing in other kinds of businesses, you mean?
And at least the people who are interested in high arts don't go to the Spinnerei no more, but they go to different places all over the world. So this is more like a second or third wave running now. I mean, there's still tourism, and you can make effort of this. But the galleries, I don't know if they will survive that much longer, at least all of them, because the interest getting lower and lower. And so the Spinnerei has to look for new opportunities to make money. And they have this kind of standing, they have this renommé, this point, they reach this point. But right now they have to go further, like for example Leipzig. Before it was a creative city, and right now everybody comes here because it's known as a creative city. So new potentials show up, and you have to go for new potentials because the old ones still have left the city or these buildings.
Do you think the studios will remain at the Spinnerei? It's more expensive there than elsewhere.
Right now the rent goes up, yes. So of course some of the artists have special deals, because if they would go, the whole Spinnerei concept will fall down. But at least it's only a few. It's not so many space there, so the most place are rented out for much more money than the artist can afford.
Is that right? Yeah. Now, tell me a bit about